InfoWars Nightly News. It is Thursday, May 15th, 2014. I'm Leanne McAdoo, and here is what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, the FCC moves corporatization of the Internet forward. Meanwhile, the Department of Agriculture is set to purchase an arsenal of submachine guns. Plus, Alex Jones confronts the Army officer who detained InfoWars reporters.
You need to realize, sir, that our military isn't run by America anymore. It's run by the globalists.
All that and much more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Well, the FCC just voted today to advance their plans for paid priority over the Internet. That's right. They want to axe net neutrality. It's still an issue. It's inching closer and closer by the day, especially by this self-appointed authority over the Internet. Now, the FCC approved the plan in a 3-2 vote along party lines. The plan could unleash a new economy on the web where Internet service provider like Verizon could charge a website such as Netflix for the guarantee of flawless video streaming to American consumers. Now, America already has an abysmally slow internet compared to other countries. Now they want to fetter our access even more. Now, this proposal is not a final rule, but the vote on Thursday, it's a significant step forward in this controversial idea. And so now, in typical Orwellian fashion, the FCC chairman contradicted the vote he just okayed today in a blog post last month. He said, there is one internet, it must be fast, it must be robust, and it must be open. The prospect of a gatekeeper choosing winners and losers on the internet is unacceptable. And of course, that is total doublespeak. Obviously, this axe to net neutrality will not be fair to smaller websites that can't afford extra charges. And it's also going to hinder other smaller websites, smaller companies from developing into, say, a new YouTube or a new Google. So, of course, it's going to have some major implications on smaller sites. And Wheeler says his plan forbids internet service providers from outright blocking websites. But, of course, consumer advocates doubt the FCC can effectively enforce anti-competitive practices or ensure that consumers aren't going to be stuck with fewer choices or poorer service. The FCC is only going to investigate in complaints that are brought to them. And so many small companies, many consumers, they don't know how to take it to the FCC. If you continually go to a website and it fails to load, you're not going to go to that website anymore. That's the problem solved. You're not going to go, wow, this website is failing to load. Let me go contact the FCC. People are not going to do that. So the next phase of the plan is going to be 4 months of public comments. After that, the commissioners will vote again on redrafted rules that supposedly take into account public opinion. But who decided that the FCC owns the internet? They self-appointed themselves the rulers of the internet. Ted Cruz certainly didn't appoint them the rulers of the internet. The senator wants Congress to ban the FCC's latest adventure in net neutrality. He says a 5-member panel at the FCC should not be dictating how internet services will be provided to millions of Americans. He said he's going to be introducing legislation that would remove the claimed authority for the FCC to take such actions. Now, Senator Al Franken has also denounced the proposed rules, and he says that what Wheeler is really talking about is creating a fast lane where people can pay to have their content treated unequally. That's not net neutrality. That's pay to play. Exactly. Now, Wheeler tried to contradict these charges, saying that his commercially unreasonable test will help to protect against harm to competition and consumers stemming from any abusive market activity. But yeah, right. We've already seen just how valuable Google's metrics are to the success or failure of a company's business. And based on however the metrics are on your YouTube channel, your video might get millions of hits or it might get 3 hits for the exact same video. So obviously, we don't need another hoop to jump through on the internet to make sure that the information that's valuable to us is able to reach us. Now we have the FCC saying that, you know, we're going to let these internet service providers decide what information is valuable based on who has the most money to pay for it. But again, who decided the FCC runs the internet. Ted Cruz says Congress, not an unelected commission, should be taking the lead in the telecommunications laws. Now, of course, I would agree with that, except for that Congress is mostly bought and paid for, working for the very corporations who will be affected by axing this net neutrality. But the question remains, will controlling the flow of information over the internet help the fledgling dinosaur media? Now, according to their own internal documents, they already know that their demise is imminent. This is according to a 96-page internal New York Times report. It was sent to top execs last month by a committee of digitally oriented staffers. The report ignores its typical competitors and focuses on digital platforms like Huffington Post, BuzzFeed, and Business Insider, among others. This is how to see how they compare. Now, the report warns they are ahead of us in building impressive support systems for digital journalists, and that gap will grow unless we quickly improve our capabilities. Meanwhile, our journalism advantage is shrinking as more of these upstarts expand their newsrooms. Now, of course, other factors contribute to the failure of print journalism as it tries to move to digital, but the establishment, they already know that they are losing the info war. They admit it themselves now in their internal documents. Their advantage is shrinking. And so what is the answer to that? Axe net neutrality. Control the flow of information. They've been controlling the flow of information all this time. They started to lose it with the internet and the free flow of information. People can go and find all sorts of things on the internet if they so choose. And they know that the establishment knows that that is how they are losing the info war. So they want to reestablish control over that information. Now, Glenn Greenwald has come out and verbally attacked the mainstream media, calling them old-style pro-government lapdogs. Greenwald took aim in particular at the Washington Post, saying the editors are very much old-style, old media, pro-government journalists, and added that its reporters are the kind who have essentially made journalism in the U.S. neutered and impotent and obsolete. Now, Greenwald, of course, is actively engaged in journalism that bites the establishment. His latest scoop came earlier this week when he revealed the fact that the NSA intercepts computer hardware destined for other countries in order to outfit it with surveillance bugs and equipment. And he also goes on to say that mainstream reporters amplify mindlessly claims of the government. And that is so very true. Indeed, very few journalists will report about the takeover of our country. Most of the establishment media is just willing to regurgitate the White House talking points, all in the hopes that they will not be a part of the collapsing empire. Just look at the way they covered or failed to cover 9/11. Now, the National September 11th Memorial Museum in New York was dedicated today. Of course, it was a very somber, emotional scene. President Obama and others took the opportunity to remind everyone that we will never forget. But in actuality, what this museum wants us never to forget is their version of what happened that day. Now, rooms inside the museum are lined with pictures of the some 3,000 victims of the World Trade Center attacks, along with some of the debris that they were able to collect from the rubble, including gloves and wallets. There's a melted fire truck. One of the rooms specifically is dedicated solely to pictures of the hijackers, and it spins the tale of how these extremists came to pull off this devastating attack. But what is missing from the museum, of course, are the fuzzy details surrounding 9/11. These are, of course, the details that nobody dares discuss, lest you be called a conspiracy theorist. There was no room dedicated to the puzzling scenario surrounding 9/11, like the magic passport that was found blocks away from the debris that somehow the terrorist was able to fling out the window of the airplane before it flew into the World Trade Center and exploded from so high above the streets of New York, and they magically found the passport that helped them identify the hijackers. There was no section in the museum that shows the non-existent plane hitting the Pentagon. There were no pictures of the Pennsylvania crash site where for the only time in recorded history, a plane flew into and under the ground, leaving very little debris. No bodies were ever recovered from the site. But miraculously, they were able to find the black boxes. Miraculous. And then, of course, you know, any forensic investigator would want to get their hands on the steel and find out what happened to the steel that would have caused this completely random and strange event that's never happened before or since of buildings collapsing from flames. You'd want to investigate what happened to that steel, but no, it was promptly shipped off and melted down, used for scrap metal. And then, of course, you know, they have somehow miraculously been able to identify most of the hijackers with their DNA. That's right. Forensic investigators sifted through the pulverized dust of the World Trade Center rubble, and they were able to find most of the hijackers and identify most of the hijackers, although they have yet to identify the majority of the thousands of victims of the 9/11 crash. I mean, really? So most of the families there that are going to the memorial to, you know, that's the gravesite for their family members, they're not going to have any closure. They haven't been able to identify their bodies. But miraculously, maybe it was the magic passport just led them to those specific areas in the rubble. And, you know, while they're at it, maybe those investigators can find the $2.3 trillion that were missing from the Pentagon. Remember Donald Rumsfeld announced that just one day before 9/11?
The day before 9/11, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld declared war, not on foreign terrorists.
The adversary is closer to home. It's the Pentagon bureaucracy.
He said money wasted by the military poses a serious threat.
In fact, it could be said that it's a matter of life and death.
I'm sure that $2.3 trillion was just stored in a suitcase somewhere, probably in the part of the Pentagon that was disintegrated along with the invisible plane. But see, that was more than a decade ago, and the government is still just wasting our taxpayer dollars without a care. Yeah, I'm talking about Obamacare. Now, the Obama administration has still failed to instruct states on how to fund $37 billion of the Obamacare tax. Now, this is going to hit the state Medicaid programs, and basically, if they can't get this funded, they're going to be in violation of federal law, and this could basically push the Medicaid programs out of existence entirely. Of that $37 billion, 13.6 are going to come from state taxpayers, and $24 billion will come from the federal government, also known as the taxpayers by way of the federal government. So basically, it's just another fiasco to add to Obamacare. This, along with the pushing back of the employer mandate, just so shows that nobody really knows how it's going to be funded, and that really wasn't of any concern to them. Their concern was getting control over the healthcare system. We had to pass it to find out what was in it. And then once it was passed, they said, hey, we have no way to fund this thing. But of course, that doesn't stop the government from continuing to frivolously spend our taxpayer dollars. Now, Rob Dew is going to have a more in-depth report on the latest fiasco that is Obamacare. That'll be coming up tomorrow. Now, first, in more government spending, right after the break, you would think $100 million would be enough to help a single school district in Newark, New Jersey. But the truth is, no amount of money is going to be enough in a system that was designed to fail. But first, Alex Jones spoke with the colonel at Fort AP Hill, you know, the tyranny training facility where our reporters have been located all week. Well, Alex Jones really, really schooled the colonel on the reality of the operations going down there at the training facility, and it was very eye-opening, and that's coming up right after this.
My Hi, friends. Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the Survival Silver Solution. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today. And find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, months ago, we reported about a tyranny training facility just outside of Bowling Green, Virginia at Fort A.P. Hill. We were shocked when we saw that video. We were like, there is no way that that is training the troops for any overseas military operations. It looks just like any small town USA. What that place is, we called it. It's about desensitizing the troops to be able to fire upon civilians here in America. So we sent David Knight, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, to Virginia to get some answers because we want to shine light on this facility. We want people to be talking about it. And of course, they just bird-dogged us the entire time, stonewalled us. But we sent the reporters anyway, and they were able to get into the facility and get us high-def footage. Now, if you were listening to the Alex Jones Show today, then you'll know that Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs and David Knight were apprehended by the base police. But before they were taken in, they were able to get us this high-def footage. You can see right here, it looks just like any small town USA. It has a fire truck, a fire station. There is a bank, a mosque, a church. There is a mixed-use facility. It could probably be like an office complex or something. A soccer field, you know, where your kids are going to be playing. There are street lights, just like we see in any city here in America. And then there's an underground subway as well. Of course, all of the signs are in English. And Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs said he also went into a building that looked a lot like an interrogation torture room. It was a very dark room, so we don't have the greatest footage of that. But basically, it was shocking. It definitely does not look like any country that we are involved with militarily overseas. It looks like any town in the United States of America. And it is what it is. They have already openly said they're coming after patriots. They're coming after anyone who is anti-government, who dare questions the direction the government is moving to, domestic terrorists, as Harry Reid likes to call the militia there that stood up to the federal government. That's who they're coming after. And this is a huge psyop to train these troops to be able to fire into buses, fire into the bank, fire into the church. And don't worry about the Americans that are inside. Don't worry about the civilians that you're going to be killing. It's just normal. You need to just think about it like you're in Iraq or Afghanistan, because that's what they are trying to do. It's just a huge psyop. And Alex Jones called out the colonel there at the base police station. He said, you know what? Let me break it down what's really going on at that facility. It's incredibly eye-opening, and I think the colonel was quite surprised with the intel that he received.
You guys wanted to talk to me. Are you going to release them, or are they going to be shipped at Camp X-Ray?
I'm sorry, sir. What was your name again, sir?
It's Alexander Emmerich Jones.
Okay.
It's my full name.
Mr. Jones, yeah. My name is Bob McElroy. I'm the public affairs officer here.
Hey, we've been wanting to talk to you since February.
Well, yeah, I talked to you, I talked to somebody from your agency probably since February, and the Asymmetric Warfare Group is a tenant agency here on 480 Hill. So any media requests and any media coverage has to go through them.
Well, we've been trying to talk to them, and they won't respond to us.
Yeah, well, I don't know, you know, what their rationale is.
Well, can our guys go over to their office, you know, like 60 Minutes or anybody would do, when for 3 months they won't talk to us, and then, you know, at least be thrown out of their office? I mean, we're friendly. Our guys are pretty polite, aren't they? I mean, we just, because they don't have an office on their 300 acres. We looked. So is it on your base?
It's on the post here, yeah. It's, like I said, they're a tenant agency. But, you know, we've got other tenant agencies, like the, we have an Army Reserve Center here. We have
the FBI. The FBI's there?
They come down here on occasion to train, but they've got their own facilities. We have the Explosive Ordnance Disposal School here on post. So they're all tenant agencies, and normally, they handle their own, media requests.
Well, that's great then, because, you know, the police took our guys to you. They were going around looking for that because we read that their tenant agency was on your regular base, not their tenant facility. So can they go over and talk to them, or can they be released?
Yeah, they're going to be released. As far as talking to AWG, they're going to have to take that up with their PAO.
So are my guys going to be escorted to the gate? They're not going to be able to go over there and try to talk to the people?
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Sure. What do we do, though, when they won't talk to us and we physically try to go find them and we're now in the police station?
Well, you know, I can't talk for the AWG, and I don't know why they won't talk with you. I can only address that, you know, we control access to the installation out of security for the people who work here and live here, and that we have procedures that we should follow. And we don't ban the press or deny the press access to the installation, but we just ask that they follow the rules just like everybody else.
Sure. Well, I mean, my guys showed up and went to the gate, were friendly and nice. So,
right, but nobody knew he was coming, sir. And it would have been appropriate for your agency to contact AWG or me. You've got my contact info.
I believe you said you have talked to our guys before.
Well, I did a couple of months ago.
We called you before they came, but I understand you're busy. Listen, let's just get this straight.
Sure.
It's in Forbes magazine, it's in Army Times, that part of the training going on at that facility and others is to take on the Tea Party, returning veterans, and gun owners. And guys, put Forbes on the screen for TV viewers. So the point is that it's not weird that we want to shine a light of truth on this, that there's a Baptist church at the facility, and that the military is training to take on the American people. That's why we're doing this. We're countering the PSYOP as real organic, like French resistance, you know, would have done in 1943. So we're in the info war, and we understand that that's not your division in the Pentagon, but the Pentagon's been captured by outside forces. We are the American people. We are the resistance. We're using the press and the truth to try to expose it. And so I know you're probably a nice guy, and, you know, not compartmentalized in the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program or the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, or InfraGuard. I got the secret documents in 98. On the EOD program from an FBI agent, that the EOD is the cover for the military in plain clothes operating in every county in the U.S. I know all about it. I just want you to know that in case you don't. You can look into it. So we're fully aware of the NORTHCOM takeover, and we're just there exposing it. So they do work for us, and I'd appreciate it if you'd release them and not take any of their footage. You guys aren't planning to erase their footage, are you?
No, we don't do that.
Okay, well, thank you, because I had Delta Force once do it at gunpoint.
Again, I can't speak for them, but, you know, listen, our policy is to welcome the press and to show them whatever they want to help them get their story and to be as transparent as,
sure,
as possible,
sure,
given, you know, security regulations.
I understand, sir, and what's your full name?
My name is Bob McElroy.
Okay, Bob, I want to say one thing for you.
Sure.
I bet you got a wife and kids, don't you?
We don't need to get into that.
No, but I mean, most people I know in the military or that are working in the civilian area are good people. And I'm gonna tell you straight right now, and I'm gonna let you go because I know you're busy. And I appreciate letting them go. I've studied this. This is real. This isn't rhetoric. They've got us in a normalcy bias to accept this takeover. It's a PSYOP. It's a PSYOP on record. It's hiding in plain view. The globalists are going to implode this country, destroy our way of life, and take over. And that base, I know, has multi-training facets for overseas, but it's also to acclimate the troops before they deploy to the U.S. for real, and that's on record. And I want you to know it's treason. The training going on there is treason, and that I represent, and you represent, by the way, but I'm coming to you from FEMA Region 6. You're in your own region. You need to realize, sir, that our military isn't run by America anymore. It's run by the globalists. And I'm here as a friend telling you and everybody on the base and using this whole fact that we went out there as an illustration of what we're facing, sir, and that the military is training to pull triggers on the American people. We have a video that has 3.5 million views by Rob Dew that we'll send you a link to. Do you have an email?
Yeah. Are we on the air?
Yes, I told him up front we're broadcasting worldwide.
Okay, yeah. If you'd like to call me privately, I'll send you my email.
All right. I'm going to send you the footage of the Marines training to execute Americans on their knees, shooting them in the back of the head, okay? And like, by the way, my soldier that's there, he's taking people to torture camps himself. So we all know what's really going on. I really appreciate you. We're going to get you some info. Please release them.
Yeah, we're going to.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey folks, Rob Dew for InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. I spend a lot of my day talking with the reporters, finding stories on the internet, basically looking around for things out there that we could take, we can hijack, and put our message of liberty and freedom out there. Well, I've got a stack of articles here that I want to go over with you, and they deal with numbers, all kind of different numbers out there, and I'm going to try to put some of these in perspective and also give you some other tidbits and things that you might not know, maybe some news behind the news. We're going to start first with the Daily Mail and Mark Zuckerberg. And the headline reads, "Has Mark Zuckerberg's $100 million gift to Newark Public Schools gone down the drain? The money's gone, but the standards remain the same." That's right. Back in 2010, Mark Zuckerberg got on the Oprah Winfrey Show with Cory Booker and Governor Chris Christie and talked about, wow, he's going to give $100 million to the Newark Public Schools to help, you know, get them up to standards. Well, let's look at what happened. First off, I have a quote from Vivian Cox Fraser, president of the Urban League of Essex County. She says, and I quote, "Everybody's getting paid, but Raheem still can't read." Nearly 4 years later, the money has run out, having been spent mostly on labor contracts and consulting fees with no noticeable improvement in student performance. And that was a report out of the New Yorker. But what happened was they were paying consultants upwards of $1,000 a day to find solutions to Newark's public school problems. And what were they focusing on? Not education, not what kind of books we're going to give these kids, but public relations, human resources, communications, data analysis, and teacher evaluation. Basically, it's all part of the Common Core scheme to data mine students, as we've shown you here in Infowars.com. There's an article about that that just came out. If you want to know why the education system in America is falling apart at a rapid rate, it's not because we're not putting enough money in it. It's not because we're not throwing enough teachers at it. It's because it was designed to fail from the beginning since World War I. In fact, we went and visited Charlotte Iserby, who used to work at the Department of Education on a high level, and she became a whistleblower in the 80s. We did two interviews with her. The first one's called The Miseducation of America. It talks about the history of public school and what she found out, and it all has to do with dog training. It's stimulus response. That's what we're doing to our kids. That's why our kids don't think. That's why our kids are really good at looking at screens and pointing at things. It's stimulus response. It's not about thinking creatively. It's not about independent thought. It's about obedient dog training. That is what they are teaching our kids. Hey, Mark, what could you have done with $100 million? Well, you could have bought 67,000 pairs of Google Glass, which just went on sale. That's right. Google Glass is now on sale for $1,500. He could have bought 67,000 pairs of those with that $100 million and had his own portable NSA spy network running around the city. What else could this money have bought, this $100 million? Another Mail Online article. Navy offers $7.5 million to whoever can build a battlefield robot that can tell right from wrong. Well, what do you think this battlefield robot's going to do? He's going to look at a bureaucrat and go, hey, that guy's okay. Then he's going to look at pregnant woman with a gun. Shooter. Old lady with a gun. Shooter. Remember those targets that we were talking about, the no hesitation targets? That is what the robot is going to be trained to shoot. The average American carrying a gun. Let's look at another way our money's being wasted. We got the Fed spending $1.5 million on bicycle trains, walking school buses. They want to get fat kids to lose weight. Well, I can tell you that, and it doesn't take $1.5 million. Tell kids to go outside, turn off the TV, turn off the video games, and play. That's what it takes. And it also takes eating the right things. Now I'm going to get to a really big number. In fact, it's the biggest number of this report. Here it is. IRS to make $13 billion in improper refunds. That's out of CNN money. That's right. They gave out more than $13 billion in improper payments of tax credit meant to help the working poor. And actually, they say it could be anywhere between $13.3 and $15.6 billion. That's just for 2013. Imagine how much money the IRS has been wasting over these years in improper payments. Well, I got another one. This came out just at the end of last month. Prison inmates claim $3.7 billion in phony tax refunds. And this is according to George Russell, Treasury Inspector for the Tax Administration. He reported that refunds claimed on these tax returns increased from $68 million back in 2004 to now up to $3.7 billion. Obviously, a booming industry if you're an inmate and you know how to write. Totaling just those two right there, you have almost $17 billion that the IRS is wasting. That's your tax money right there. But what are they doing? What's the IRS doing with that money? They're going out and auditing 10% of the people who gave money to the Tea Party, because that's the big concern for them. If you're talking about freedom, if you're talking about liberty, if you're talking about the Second Amendment, you need to be investigated, and you're getting audited. Let me tell you, auditing is not a fun thing. But this last number here, this last number that I'm going to go to, this is really the scariest number of all, and it's not even a million. It's 36,000 criminals freed while awaiting deportation. The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement released 36,007 convicted criminal aliens last year who are awaiting the outcome of deportation proceedings, according to a report issued by the Center for Immigration Studies. This is ridiculous. In fact, we have a clip here from today's Alex Jones show, and this is from the Mark Levin show, but we played it on today's show, and this is Chris Crane, ICE Union president, talking about how La Raza runs ICE.
That's absolutely unbelievable. Meanwhile, they'll meet with the National Council of La Raza, English, the race, won't they?
Yes. Yes. In so fact, those groups are now running our agency.
Those groups are now running the agency. How about that?
Yes. That's why we're not arresting people. That's why we can't do our jobs, is because they're basically embedded and running our agency.
There you have it. The race runs the ICE deportation center, and they just let out 36,000 criminals. In fact, let me go over the number here of the criminals that were released. You had 193 homicide convictions, 428 sexual assault convictions, 303 kidnapping convictions, 1,075 aggravated assault convictions, 1,100 stolen vehicle convictions, 9,000 dangerous drug convictions, 16,000 drunk driving convictions, and 300 flight escape convictions. There we go. With the stroke of a pen, criminals are getting released back into our society. I hope you're out there practicing the Second Amendment, because things are going to get a lot crazier as the years go by here. And this is another report from Rob Dew at InfoWars.com. Please consider subscribing to this channel and also becoming a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. It helps support everything you see here and everything you're going to be seeing here in the future. Thank you once again for your support.
Thank you very much for tuning into the show tonight. We will be back here again tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. Celebrate the spirit of 1776 with the George Washington brass belt buckle or this incredibly sharp looking 1776 hat. Badass. And be sure to check out the new arrivals at InfoWars Life, where you can prepare your body to perform at peak levels with Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, and Fluoride Shield. And wake up, America. Immune Support Blend is the healthy choice for the gourmet coffee lover. So get incredibly high-quality, freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.